This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 20th. Almost in March. I don't care. May 20th, 2025. Hey, mistakes happen, right? But we keep it in just to show that we're human. And we are brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. And if you go get the one called Quest Worthy, you get some good stuff. Like I said, put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. No matter what drink mix you get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Netflix going on. Oh, they're making a new show. We got a lot of Nintendo news. And we find out why a game was canceled. But we begin today with a lawsuit. VG247 did say that Fortnite may be in trouble because the Darth Vader AI is now being sued by an unfair labor practice charge. So, this is what happened with Darth Vader in Fortnite. Because, as you very well know, some people got him to swear with the AI conversations. So, Epic had to issue a patch to the bot, which was made with the approval of the James Earl Jones family. So, last night, the voice acting union, SAG-AFTRA, did issue a statement on the AI Vader bot, and they'll be challenging Epic with the unfair labor practice charge in the U.S. National Labor Relations Board. They wrote, quote, "We celebrate the right of our members and their estates to control the use of their digital replicas and welcome the use of new technologies to allow new generations to share in the enjoyment of those legacies and renowned roles. However, we must protect our right to bargain in terms and conditions around these issues of voice that replace the work of our members, including those who previously did the work of matchmaking or matching Darth Vader's iconic rhythm and tone in video games. Fortnite's seniority company, Nema Productions, chose to replace the work of human performers with AI technology. Unfortunately, they did so without providing any notice of their intent to do this and without bargaining with the use of appropriate terms such as, we have filed an unfair labor practice charge with the NLRB against Nema Productions. Now, VGC247 did reach out to Epic for a comment, and so far, they have said nothing about this. So will the force be with you? Well, they weren't with these guys. Polygon said that some employees said that the scalpers stayed in line through tornado warnings. Yeah, you heard me right. Now, we know that Pokemon cards are in high demand. In fact, some of the box sets are priced really high. But some of the GameStop locations were showing some people camping with tents and some portable seats. And that was at some of the local shops. And some of the workers were sharing their screenshots, were posting some free lawn chairs, so that way they might take some of the furniture while the occupants left for some of the necessities like food and water. But some of this was going on in a thunderstorm warning. So one of the commenters did reply, quote, "I went to GameStop at 2 a.m., also during thunderstorm warning. There was already a line of 9 people in the tents. A local scalper told me I was number 10, end quote. Now, the tornadoes went through the central states, such as Kentucky, over the last week, and they were leveling the homes, claiming the lives of about 24 people so far. Tornado warnings does tell people to go inside and take cover in the basements and to avoid debris, such as windows, broken windows, so on and so forth. And some of those people were the scalpers who would take a cost of $90 of a pack and then boost them for profit. Or sometimes they would open up the packs to try to find some cards like the Umbreon EX card, which could sell between $1,500 to $4,200. Because if they can find that card, they could sell it for more. So they were out at the stores during a tornado warning. Well, if you know there's going to be a thunderstorm outside, best to stay inside, especially with a Switch 2 coming out soon. WCCF Tech said that Switch 2 could ship more than 20 million units by next March. And Samsung is pushing for an OLED panel in future hardware. Now, the production could be ramped up if it's needed. That's what Nintendo's saying through WCCF Tech. Though the capacity of the hardware assemblers might not allow for more shipped units than predicted. Bloomberg kind of broke it with their anonymous sources, but they confirmed that the system's SoC is being produced by Samsung's 8nm process node. But they did reveal that the production pace should be enough for Nintendo to ship more than 20 million units by March next year. So they could ramp up production there if needed. They'll be up to the capacity of the hardware assemblers like Foxconn. And how they know this is because Nintendo Switch is now about 2 weeks away from release, because more information on the system is being shared. And that's why we learned about the final system specifications and the limitations that developers will have to work around, such as the CPU cores and the RAMs that's not available for the games. But we're not done with this little partnership, and I think that's what Nintendo is saying. We shall see what happens going forward. Now, was this game going to be on Switch? GameSpot said the Sniper Elite Battle Royale was canceled, and now they know why. Now, the Rebellion CEO Jason Kingley was talking about why the Sniper Elite Battle Royale was canceled and why Tencent pulled the funding, because he had an interview with the game business. So here's what he said, quote, "That was a bit of a one-off. We didn't work for hire, but we were very keen to learn about how Tencent worked. And Tencent were very keen to learn how we worked. At the end of the day, we walked away because we felt the market had shifted entirely. We still have a great relationship with them. It was one of those business opportunities that didn't get to the ultimate end that we were hoping for." Now, they did find some success with Adam Fall this past March, but they were also talking more broadly about being acquired by a bigger company. Kingsley were also unsure about that. Quote, "Is anybody going to try and buy us? I don't know. We would be easy to buy because it would have to be something more than money. It would have to feel like it was getting involved with in a bigger and better entity somehow," end quote. So they had to walk away. Well, maybe there's nothing to walk to here. Eurogamer did say that the Returnal studio, House Markey, I know I screwed that up. Oh well, no going back. Because they have no plans for a live service title. So they were speaking to Eurogamer at the developer's 30th anniversary event in Finland last week. And that was the studio's head, Ilari Kuitin, and the creative director, Gregory Loudon, said, quote, "As long as people are buying premium games," end quote. And that's why they're not going to do live service games. Here's what Kuitin said. Maybe I should quit trying to say names. Quote, "Our philosophy is that our games are an experience for a certain time of your life, and your experience that within a few days or weeks or whatever," end quote. But they also said that the titles were almost like movies or TV series, and that would be part of a phrase of a person's life. So, what other games could they make? Well, Loudon did say that the studio is currently, quote, "fully focused on single player and premium," end quote, with the games for the PlayStation titles, and House Markey was acquired 4 years ago by Sony. So, they're going to keep on making some special games. So, we'll see what games they will make. And you're going to play games, you're going to want something to play it on. PC Games N did say that there's a 27-inch, 180 hertz, LG gaming monitor, for just $126. And that's $43 off. It is the 27-inch Ultra Gear 180Hz gaming monitor. And right now you can find it at Walmart for $126. Walmart.com. So if you think that's a deal, grab it now. What could Nintendo be doing? Well, according to Nintendo Life, they did file a new trademark for a classic game, and that is Hotel Dusk Room 215. But they did file a new trademark for that game, and right now it is titled Wish Room. And the trademark filing was submitted on May 9th and was therefore published in Japan on May 19th. Now, they did take out a new trademark on another code, so that could be 5 years after another code recollection, but there could be something else for it. We'll see what they have up their sleeves. But that goes to when? But Netflix, what are we going to do with you? If you've ever played Clash of Clans, there's going to be a new series that'll be coming to Netflix. They'll be set in the world of Clash of Clans and Clash Royale. In fact, Clash of Clans did get up on X and posted, quote, "Sound the horns, raise the banners, and reinforce your village walls. Clash is invading Netflix, and we're making a new animated series starring your favorite mustachese barbarian and his high-pitched hog-riding friends. Charge!" Yes, they are. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.